This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Mary Jane Berkley's with Plains Cotton Growers on some recent cold weather.
Just to remind your listeners, we cover a 42-county area from the top of the Texas Panhandle all the way down to the Permian Basin and everything essentially west of the Caprock. So it's a pretty big area, so it's hard to speak generally. But I can say that there were some areas up near Dalhart that had just a little bit of snow and temperatures that hovered down around the low 30s, close to that freezing mark. And it is awfully early in the year to be worrying about that. And so that was certainly a concern for the Northern Panhandle over the last, over the last week or so as this cold front moved in. But time will tell what kind of damage it may have done to maturity. But like I said, we'll just have to wait and see. One of the things that our extension agronomist was saying was that there's just not a lot of data to see how temperatures in that 40s to mid to upper 30s in that range, how that affects a cotton crop at this stage, because it's so rare. Like, you, during this time around the middle of September, you're not really not even thinking about a freeze just yet or anywhere close to one. So like I said, we'll just have to see. But I do know that overall across the area, conditions range from fair to actually really good. There's some excellent looking cotton out there. And so we just look forward to continuing to move toward harvest. And like I said, just getting this 2020 crop out of the field.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.